This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Afternoon, everybody. Just reporting in after today's press conference, which was held at Benton with Eddie Howe, looking at the Man City game, basically. I'll just wait for a few more people to jump on here before I continue. But yeah, it was, you know, a lot of talk about transfers and also the big subject, which Bruno Guimarães, you know, his name has been dominating the headlines in the last 24 hours because of movement in Real Madrid, and that's just breaking now this lunchtime that Casemiro is leaving Real Madrid, and Bruno Guimarães is deemed as a possible replacement for him. But the reality is Newcastle don't want to sell. So there's obviously a lot of different sides to it. He may well be on Real Madrid's wanted list, but you know, the news that we received from the press conference earlier today was basically that, you know, he doesn't have an escape clause in his contract, which makes things a lot easier for Newcastle, because that would then mean that Real Madrid would have to come up with an astronomical fee to ensure you know, he left the club. But the reality is Newcastle don't want to sell. That's what Eddie Howe said today. He wants to build a team around him. He wants to offer him the chance to achieve some of his ambitions here at St James Park. Now, that might be a hard sell, because Newcastle aren't really close to even challenging for a Champions League spot at the moment, and certainly I don't have the power that Real Madrid have. But looking at it, really, if he did go to Real Madrid, my opinion is he just becomes another player there. If he's at Newcastle United, he's the main man. You know, for me, I said when he signed, he looked like the type of guy who could be a future captain of Newcastle United. And there's nothing that's happened since has changed my opinion on it. He's been absolutely first class. But what we're being told is that this was an inquiry from Real Madrid to Bruno's people. But, you know, and certainly this morning, people I've been talking to say that, you know, Bruno doesn't really want to leave Newcastle United, and they don't want to sell him. So, you know, this one could be a flash in the panic. You know, the stories from Spain and Brazil, where that's where they're coming from. They could come and go very quickly. Real Madrid might move on to another target very quickly, and then it, you know, it's not even a story anymore. I mean, if you listen to Eddie Howe this morning, he said it wasn't a story anyway. He doesn't want to sell him, and he's got no way out of his contract that he signed till 2026. So Newcastle could put any fee they wanted on Bruno. And also he spoke about his character. He said he's not the type of guy who's going to agitate to leave the club. And, you know, he reminded everybody that when Bruno signed, Newcastle were in the relegation area of the Premier League table, and he still signed. You know, he could have, he said at the time it was a risk when he signed, but Newcastle didn't go down. And realistically now, I think for Eddie Howe, he wants to build that team around him. Things, you know, we'll move on to transfers in a moment, but things aren't really moving in the direction Newcastle would have liked at this stage. Let's be totally honest here. It's, you know, more than 6 weeks now since Newcastle signed a player. Things you didn't think you'd want to be saying or hear yourself saying 6 weeks without signing a player. What a crisis, you know, compared to the Mike Ashley era. But, you know, it was July 1st when Botman was confirmed. Newcastle have made a lot of inquiries, put in a lot of bids since then, but they haven't managed to get that player in the squad. But there's still 2 weeks left. I think they have got a lot of options. They did, you know, mention that they were dealing with a small pool of players, and it's one of them where Eddie Howe has to get the right character through the door, the exact right person who's going to come in, be part of the squad, compete for the place, and you know, give Eddie Howe a real option to add to what he's already got. On paper, when I look at the starting lineup on paper, I think it's a good side. I do. I believe that they can get results this season. There's no doubt about it. You know, that 4-3-3 formation. You know, even last week when Matt Targett was injured, Dan Burn stepped in at left back. He could have put another left back there. He had left backs available on the bench. He had three other options available to him to play at left back. He put Dan Burn there, and Dan Burn done a tremendous job. So that says a lot about the squad, you know. Targett himself was just one of the three signings this summer. But ultimately, we're looking at the other end of the pitch now. And I think everyone's got the, you know, dream signing who they would have. But they need another striker. They need another right-sided player, or perhaps someone who can play on both sides. Some of the players that they've been linked with can't do that. Callum Hudson-Odoi being one of them. You know, he can play on the right or the left. And, you know, he is available for a loan from Chelsea. That's now been confirmed from the Stamford Bridge end. But do Newcastle fit the bill for him personally? You know, maybe he wants to be in the South. We don't know. We know Southampton and Leicester are certainly two of the clubs interested in him. But he is, you know, a genuine loan target for Newcastle United moving into the last stages of this window. In terms of striker, we all know about the João Pedro bid at Watford. Watford playing hardball. I think the first bid was an initial £17 million with £3 million add-ons. The next bid's been £20 million with £3 million add-ons, which would take it with 23. They're still saying no. There is another factor to add into this, that Fluminense will want 10% of the fee. So that's got to be calculated into it. It's got to be made worthwhile for Watford. They're not being very helpful. And why would they be? Because they're a team that's just been relegated. They want to get back first time. They want to try and hold on to some of their best players. They've already lost a lot of players in this window. So this one is one that might rumble on. It could still get done. Newcastle might have a tipping point for Watford, and you know, he would come here and he would challenge Callum Wilson. So I think it would be, you know, a decent signing. I know I've seen a few negative comments about him, but I do think, you know, if he come here and once he settled down, I think he would be an adequate signing for Newcastle this season, absolutely. And then, you know, you've got other loan options. There's people at Chelsea, such as Brozier. He's another one, Conor Gallagher. You know, they can only sign one player from Chelsea on loan. So that's what you've also got to factor in. You know, the vibes are that at least one player from Chelsea will come on loan this summer. But we'll have to wait and see. I think realistically now, you've got to be confident Newcastle will get the job done in terms of transfers. As I said before, other windows, they wouldn't have managed this. I think they just got one player through the door, you know, last summer, which was Joe Willock. It took a long time to do. So let's just remind ourselves of where Newcastle, the long, you know, distance Newcastle come in a very short space of time. You know, the dark days of Mike Ashley, you know, they're gone now, and there should really be no negativity because they will get players through the door, whether it's this window, next window. You'd like to think that in the next 2 weeks, you know, those couple of deals will go through, then the squad will get balanced, and then, you know, they've got the team and the squad ready to go. I know that's what Eddie Howe is probably, you know, without him saying it, he's probably looking forward to, you know, the deadline. You know, getting it done, getting that all confirmed, and then he can concentrate solely on football, because that for me, that's what he is. He's probably a modern day tracksuit manager who wants to be on the training pitch with his players and working on formations The guy's obsessed with, you know, every little detail in football, and that's why Newcastle in 2022 are sitting fourth in the calendar year table. You know, that's no coincidence, because he's meticulous in what he does. So I think you've got to have trust in him. You've got Dan Ashworth there, the sporting director. They're keeping an eye on the deals they can do with the money that they've got. But overall, I think if Newcastle sign one or two more players in this window, it's still been a successful window. Of course it has. It's been better than last year. You know, there was 2019 when they did break the record and got Joe Linton. But ultimately, I think Newcastle now will want to, you know, get business done. It is very much the last stages of the window now, and I think they'll just want to, you know, get things done. Quick look at Man City. Man City opened the season up with two Premier League victories at West Ham and at home to Bournemouth. They did lose in the Community Shield, though, when Liverpool exposed a few cracks in the defence. So, look, they're not unbeatable. You know, you can fear this game all you want, but a packed St James' Park on Sunday, hopefully it's going to be a great day. I think, really, this is an opportunity to lay down a marker, if anything. It will be tough. Erling Haaland coming up here, looking for a goal, didn't score last week. But, you know, you could single out any player on the pitch. You know, you could go right around the pitch and say they're all a threat. So it's no good just talking about Haaland, because he's going to do what he does. He's just going to put the final touch to it. A couple of people there saying they would take a draw. Yeah, I'd definitely take a draw. Absolutely. You know, but look, Newcastle in the past, 2019, they beat Man City at St James' Park. Anything is possible. They got a draw when Steve Bruce was in charge. So, you know, again, anything is possible. There's no foregone conclusion that Newcastle United were going to get beat off Man City. Yeah, it will be tough. And as they proved last season, 4-0 and 5-0, two results that were very painful at the time. Newcastle, you know, got to have belief going in this one. They haven't conceded a goal yet. They've looked very fit on the back of what they did in pre-season, worked very hard. So I think you've just got to have confidence in the side, and hopefully they can get the result that everyone's talking about. And if they do, wow, what a start of the season it's been. I think everyone discussed the first five games and said 6 or 7 points would do us. But if they can get any more than that, then, you know, they've already, you know, if they can get a double figures from these first five games, that's a quarter of the points, you know, that you need to stay up. And let's get that bit done first this season. Let's get it done early rather than waiting until, you know, after March to confirm our place. But really, it's going to be step by step this season. Man City is a huge game, but it's not the be all and end all if they lose. But ultimately, would like to see Newcastle compete against Man City. It'll be a great occasion if they can get the win. We'll have all the coverage on Sunday, and hopefully we'll look forward to seeing you drop by then.